You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, results out of the Clicks Group are coming out today, and the company has indicated that it has the capacity to vaccinate 600,000 South Africans per month across its numerous vaccination sites, around 525 sites it has. So far, it is the biggest private sector player to vaccinate South Africans, our fellow South Africans, and 1.4 million is the number of jabs it has administered across its sites. But my colleague Rake Fanikarka spoke with the outgoing CEO of Clicks, Mr. Vikesh Ramsunder, to drill in more into the numbers. Let's take a listen.
The retail and pharmacy group Clicks reported the results for its financial year to the end of August today. Clicks is the second largest retailer in the country according to its market capitalization. It operates more than 780 stores and 620 pharmacies all around the country. And apart from the Clicks brand, the group also owns the nutrition brand GNC, the body shop, the pharmaceutical wholesaler UPD, and the jewellery retailer Claire's. During the period, the group's revenue rose by close to 11% to 40 billion rand. The headline earnings rose by 1.3% to 1.9 billion rand. And the board declared a final dividend of 3.47 rand a share, which means the total dividend for the year is 4.90 rand a share. Vikesh Ramsunder is on the line. He's the CEO of Clicks. Vikesh, thank you so much for joining me. It was an interesting year, to say the least. How comparable are these results actually with the previous year's set of numbers?
I mean, these results had quite a bit of headwinds in them, as you can understand. We were comparing 12 months impacted by COVID versus 6 months in the previous year. So actually, it was a lot tougher base to compare to. And we had, you know, two disruptions, particularly the civil unrest in July. And I think the biggest impact really for the year was COVID, with second and third waves of infection. So it was really a tough year, right?
Tough indeed. But there are so many clouds hanging over our economy due to the impact of COVID and the unrest. We have record high unemployment. Many people are negative about the future of the country, but yet the retailers seem to be doing really, really well in this environment. How do you see this apparent discrepancy?
If I speak for our business, if you consider the categories we sell, right, they're not really discretionary categories. You need the products that we sell. So if I look at what's driven our performance for the year, it's predominantly healthcare. In terms of nutraceuticals and preventative healthcare, you know, as people were concerned about their well-being because of COVID-19. So baby did exceptionally well, almost 15%. You know, baby doesn't care that it's COVID. So it's actually a very defensive business model. The categories that struggled with beauty, particularly with color cosmetics being minus 6%, with, you know, with ladies using masks, et cetera. So the fact that we have such a diversified portfolio of products means that we were able to maximize on the challenges in a way that presented itself for the years. So really, I would say the reason why our performance remains quite strong is because we sell the things that customers require, even in a COVID world.
Yeah, I think maybe government grants also had something to do with it, but it's an interesting anomaly. But let's talk about the looting and the unrest we saw in July. What was the impact on Clicks?
Well, you know, we put an insurance claim through for 726 million rand. So that was material to our earnings. And certainly we had 53 stores impacted, both our distribution centers looted. So the operational challenges to get our business up and running once again was quite significant. But the teams did an exceptional job. You know, UPD was up and running in 2 weeks, the Clicks DC in a month. And as we stand here today, I have 8 stores that are not opened. The biggest challenge that we do have is those stores, 45 stores, even though they open, the sales haven't returned back to the levels that they were before the unrest. And I think that will probably continue for the next 6 months of the current financial year.
The stores that haven't been opened, are you planning to open them, or are you maybe taking a cautious approach?
No, we're certainly planning to open them. If you know me for a while now, I think we still remain positive around the business and our growth opportunities. So we've opened 45. We'll certainly open the other 8. The reasons why we haven't opened them is purely because the infrastructure still needs to be sorted out. You know, the center has to be rebuilt to some degree. And 7 of those will open in this financial year, and 1 will open in the following financial year. So we definitely plan on opening them.
During the year, you also opened 38 new Clicks stores, another 36 pharmacies. Was that the target?
No, the target was actually 40 Clicks stores. And so we missed it by one. And we wanted to get to close to 40 pharmacies as well. But the challenges were, of course, a lot of our resources then went into opening up the damaged shops. So if you really want to know, we opened the kind of 39 new stores, plus we opened another 45 damaged stores, in the year. So we actually did a lot more if you had to look away.
And how many are you planning to open this year?
Well, our guided range is 25 to 30 new stores and 30 to 35 new pharmacies. But we always have significant opportunities. So typically, over the last few years, we've been running at just over 40 stores a year. And I don't see any reason why that wouldn't continue this year if the opportunities came up.
Dis-Chem acquired Baby City recently, and you've opened a new Clicks Baby. I don't know if it's a franchise or brand. Tell us about Clicks Baby.
Clicks Baby is a showroom store for baby accessories. Okay. Our strategy is divergent to Dis-Chem's. Dis-Chem is focused on a specialist destination baby store. Now, honestly, I don't have to do that. I have 782 Clicks stores that sell baby products today. What I can't put into my Clicks stores today are big bulky items like car seats, cots, prams, etc. We sell those products online. So what these baby specialist stores do, they allow mom to be able to touch and feel the products, right, before they buy them. Because these are bulky items. You're going to deliver them to the customer anyway. So they're ideal for online, purchasing and delivery. So effectively, we are setting up 11 showroom stores at destination malls across the country. We strategically believe that baby, like we've seen in most markets around the world, baby hardware will be bought online in the future.
And then just lastly, I think this is probably our last interview as you are leaving for greener pastures in Australia early next year. And you'll be leaving Clicks in December after 18 years in the management of the company. Are you sad to leave Clicks in South Africa?
Well, I've been here 28 years now, Rick. I started here as a cashier in the business. So it's the only company I've ever worked for. I've given my life to the group. So I thought after 28 years, I think I was allowed to change job once, so I took up the opportunity, and I'm really sad. If I have to say to you today, being my last results, presentation, it's quite an emotional day. I'm actually feeling quite sad, I guess, leaving the company and definitely leaving South Africa, definitely.
Well, hopefully you'll be back in a not too distant future. But Vikesh, thank you so much for your time. That was Vikesh Ramsunder, the CEO of Clicks.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.